Welcome to week one of STAT 196A, Education 401D, March, April 2022. This audio file is the audio companion to the lecture file 2022lect1.pdf. Couple of logistical notes. There was week zero audio and slides giving course overview, logistics, rationale for doing this in a flip form, available beginning of March. That would be the first thing to go through quickly, short. Here we're going to start week one. This part A is abnormally short, just because of the way I reconstructed things. Also note that I will be in next Wednesday, the in-person component of this mini course, for discussion, any help and advice you want from me, and that will start next week. Page one of our PDF file is just the beginning of the web page, and that's the source of all our materials. We're here. There was a welcoming audio message. Our agenda today is in the course schedule, introduction, basic analyses for two-level nested data, normal models, the UK exam data. We're going to use this data to do something besides high school and beyond, which we'll touch on next week, which is the classic example that everyone does. It's not the only example in the universe, and it's worthwhile showing you that. What I also walk you through the web page, there are a number of core sources, basically everything that Doug Bates has ever done. He's the creator of the legacy NLME package and this newer package, say for the last dozen, 15 years, LME4. It's been taken over by others because Doug Bates got fed up with our central's way of doing things and moved on to Julia. We could do some Julia. So we have a number of examples from the multi-level software comparative reviews where he did in LME all the things that people do in other packages, such as proprietary ones like HLM, or what Stata does, or what SAS does, which is just SAS proc mixed. It's just a clone of the R packages. So they pretty much work the same, just different syntax. We have Doug Bates gave lots and lots of talks with wonderful slides. And so I have a set of those. Also a book he wrote. And you could peruse these things for extra. But our goal in talking at you now is merely to get you started running R, to build up some familiarity. It's not so hard, though it has its quirks, and then we'll do some good. So page two of the PDF file is just more of the basic introduction, current version of R. I'm running that because I try to run a clean level of R every new class cycle so that I start out with about what students have. I don't think the Berkeley repository exists. They kept getting their copper wiring torn up by scavengers. So you can get it from any place, whether it be in Asia or in the US. That gets us to lecture. The introductory example is nested data two levels, Goldstein, Harvey Goldstein's in London. He does a lot of different things. And the exam data comes from the MLM CAPR EV package. You could take a look at that, or you can get our data set, which is linked right there, which is cleaned up because our introductory example is looking at gender gaps. The full data set exam has both all male, all female, and co-ed schools called mixed. schools. We only want to look at the mixed schools, and we have to do a little bit of data cleaning to get those and get ones that are validly mixed. There are two schools that you'll see in the full data analysis example that are clearly mistakes, only one male or female and lots of the other gender, and those clearly are just some data coding errors. And so we cleaned out, we get down to 30-some schools, as we'll see. Then we're going to do some both introductory descriptive approaches, what I call smart first-year student. Other people call it other things. I did it way back, so I called it that. Nan Laird calls it the NIH method. Yeah, suck up to the powers that be. That's good. Then we're going to try to illustrate both the most basic models and more extended models using exogenous variables with the exam data. And this is a nice little example that does things as simply as possible while still illustrating most of the useful core methods and ideas of running these models. And that's going to be getting up through plots and random and fixed effects in Part E and some diagnostics, and the basic estimation process is going to be our corpus for today. So I think I'll end of Part A, Week 1 audio. Thank you.